earlier on today, it was earlier on today on the way to studio. I saw a number of cars heading towards the city flying the Nigerian flag. I assume that those were either Nigerians residing in the city or locals flying the flag in support of the protests against what has been happening in Nigeria. We know of the hashtag #EndSARS protests that have been taking place in Nigeria over the past month, but also reports from yesterday. And I saw a couple of very disturbing videos of what looks like law enforcement officials, whether it's the army or the police, literally shooting at protesters. EWN correspondent in Nigeria is Samson Omale, and he joins us via Skype. Samson, a pleasure speaking to you, brother. I hope you're safe. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Very good afternoon to you, Koketsu. How's Cape Town this afternoon?
Cape Town is good, but I am, of course, concerned about what I've been seeing on Twitter, some of the videos that I've been seeing. Just help us understand, is it true that we are seeing police officials or army shooting at protesters with live ammunition?
At least we had some words coming from the Lagos State Governor, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, earlier this morning in a statewide broadcast, and he did confirm. He fell short of not saying that it wasn't the army. I mean, the army were deployed yesterday, you know, to disperse the protesters. And unfortunately, what we saw was the army literally on live, being recorded, shooting unarmed protesters. I mean, the only thing you saw them with was the Nigerian flag, which is green, white, green, and of course, placards, telling them about, you know, what they want addressed. And then the army moved in yesterday evening at Lekki toll gate, opened fire on unarmed protesters, and so several of them, we don't know the number yet, even almost 24 hours after, we don't know how many persons were killed, we don't know, but we know that several people were injured. As a matter of fact, we understand that the Lagos State Governor officially confirmed that at least 28 people he counted were injured after visiting them in the hospital. We have several, at least we saw a video of one person dying literally on Instagram Live, and that video is going viral all over the country because some of the protesters who were there had their phones on and were recording that very disturbing historical moment in the life of Africa's most populous nation. Okay, so
Samson, the last time that we spoke, it was after a decision was taken to disband the SARS unit. But of course, Nigerians, and especially those in the forefront of the protests, not happy that it goes far enough. Is that why we are still seeing these protests?
Now, just build a background to this, Koketsu. So what we're seeing over time, again, is just as we spoke the last time, it's a decade-long issues with the political leaders and, of course, politicians in this country. There's a gully and there's a pile of mistrust or distrust, if you ask me, between the leaders and the led. And so what we've seen over time is government, you know, making statements, government saying they're going to make reforms, making promises that are never fulfilled, making promises that never come through. And this time around, even after the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, were disbanded, what angered the protesters again was the fact that the Inspector General of Police immediately went on to establish another unit called the Special Weapons and Tactical Team, SWAT. And they said, hey, look, we haven't even finished discussions around the fact that demands are not yet being met. You're talking about meeting our demands, and then you go ahead, you know, to establish another unit. So the protesters just wouldn't back down. And then what we also saw was that, you know, for these young people, they're mainly young people, they're millennials. What they've now done, what they've done or what they've been doing is the fact that the protests, or their demands rather, were moving from ending SARS to ending police brutality, and then, of course, evolving into ending bad governance. So it was taking its toll on government. Government was seeing, I mean, the global attention it was getting. Government was not finding it comfortable. It was, and again, it is the government also was in a precarious situation because this protest didn't have any leader. And it was springing up virtually consuming every part of the country. And so the government thought the best way to end this is just to make sure that, I mean, we end this protest once and for all, because it appears we're not heading anywhere. We're making any progress. And yet these guys are making serious progress with their demands. They're gaining popularity by the day. A lot of more people are joining in. And that's what we saw culminating yesterday evening. And I can tell the consequences have been horrific and horrendous in the last 24 hours.
All right, Samson, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much, EWN correspondent Samson O'Malley, who's out in Nigeria.